Welcome to VG Buzz, your daily source for gaming news, brought to you by Element FM. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 a month at Element FM and amplify your voice. Now let's get to the news. One of the biggest headlines shaking up both the gaming and tech industries this week is the strategic merger between TechTarget and Informatech. This merger marks a transformative moment, laying the foundation for a truly integrated digital ecosystem that brings together expertise, content, and industry clout. Combined, TechTarget and Informatech now oversee more than 220 online properties and cover over 10,000 specialized topics relevant to professionals worldwide. With this massive portfolio, they engage an audience of more than 50 million experts and enthusiasts across tech and gaming sectors. The companies emphasize their ongoing commitment to delivering original, unbiased content, designed to inform decision-making and guide targeted market segments with trusted, relevant resources. While some mergers dilute quality, this one is laser-focused on elevating the research and content standards our industry relies on. Beyond content consolidation, the TechTarget and Informatech partnership ramps up capabilities in market research, especially within the fast-growing gaming landscape. Leveraging assets like the GDC Vault, the two aim to shed greater light on key industry events, like the world-renowned Game Developers Conference. Whether you're an indie developer or at a AAA studio, more digital resources and in-depth insights are about to be at your fingertips. Speaking of future-focused strategy, TechTarget's partnership with AI giant Anthropic signals another leap forward. Thanks to a colossal $30 billion in Azure compute capacity from Microsoft, this new alliance is set to fuel serious investment in AI advancement. The move aims to enhance AI model performance, optimize large-scale projects, and tap into the growth potential that artificial intelligence brings, even amid growing concerns around sustainability. So, if you're tracking AI's footprint in gaming, from smarter NPCs to next-gen procedural content, expect innovation to ramp up at record speed. Let's turn now to some of the hottest trends and titles making waves in the gaming industry this month. Top of the buzzworthy releases is Rush Extreme, set to supercharge the mobile market with white-knuckle vehicles and immersive dynamic gameplay. This title's combination of extreme racing, personalized progression, and a dedicated online community could very well make it the sleeper hit of the year. Meanwhile, Sky, Children of the Light continues to impress by putting its player base first, rolling out significant quality of life improvements. These updates show how community engagement can keep a living game fresh, years after its initial launch. Now, Pokemon Legends, ZA is generating plenty of conversation, with Mega Zoroark about to electrify its Mega Evolution mechanics. Introducing this formidable creature as a new in-game challenge not only revitalizes battle strategies, but helps set the stage for major updates to come. Other anticipated releases in the spotlight include Popucom and Tides of Annihilation, which are both getting fans hyped up with inventive gameplay and dazzling aesthetics. For fans of the undead, Vampire Crawlers offers a chilling twist on the roguelite formula, while Raji: Kali Yuga, the sequel to the award-winning Raji, promises even richer storytelling rooted in Indian mythology. On the marketing front, we're seeing a sharp increase in creative promotions and collaborative events. GameStop and Xbox have teamed up for limited edition hardware drops and exclusive in-store tournaments, rewarding loyal fans and newcomers alike with unique experiences. And if you're a Fortnite player, the new Kill Bill crossover has injected fresh excitement into Season 9. It's an example of how iconic pop culture collaborations can reignite player engagement and open the door for even more ambitious events. But it's not just household names making headlines. Several emerging and community-focused titles are breaking through, propelled by direct player feedback and involvement. Omelette You Cook is a recent standout, earning glowing reviews for its responsiveness to fan suggestions, accessibility, and lighthearted charm. Its developers' commitment to active engagement shows just how much player-driven design is valued in today's market. Classic franchises are also seeing a renaissance, as seen with Hogwarts Legacy, which reconfigures the Harry Potter universe as a sprawling, story-rich open world. In parallel, Animal Crossing: New Horizons continues to thrive with its steady rhythm of seasonal events, proving that continuous content keeps communities locked in for the long haul. Not to be overlooked is Ember Sword, an MMORPG making waves for its browser-based play and vibrant community features. The innovation here is subtler but no less significant, showing how accessibility and shared experiences are redefining the genre. Next up, eyes are on Galaxy Princess Zorana, a game poised for launch that's offering something refreshingly different. The game tasks players with leading Princess Zorana through high-stakes training and branching narrative challenges in a dynamic sci-fi world. It promises post-launch support in the form of free story updates, directly tied to the campaign's Kickstarter stretch goals. Among the most anticipated arcs is a full-blown rebellion against the monarchy, set to push narrative boundaries and player choice. Galaxy Princess Zorana is launching on PC and joins its predecessor, Long Live the Queen, which is now available on multiple console platforms. It's a testament to how indie developers are leveraging modern tools to deliver ambitious, player-driven stories. Of course, alongside all this growth and innovation, the industry grapples with real economic challenge. Fallout 4, for example, remains a beloved title, but is currently drawing community criticism due to lingering performance issues. This kind of feedback spotlights the delicate balance studios must strike between innovation, support, and optimization. In response, platform holders like PlayStation are doubling down on consumer trust with new initiatives. The PlayStation Store has started rolling out expanded demo programs, giving fans a chance to try before they buy, a move that may signal renewed consumer optimism. Meanwhile, the sector continues to see a surge in AI-driven projects aimed at city planning and urban development. It's a compelling example of how gaming innovation, propelled by AI and digital platforms, has applications far beyond entertainment. Canada's own video game market is a testament to this momentum, growing from $2 billion in 2013 to a whopping $7 billion by 2022. Big projects like Dispatch are demonstrating resilience and adaptability, qualities that are essential as the workforce adjusts to a shifting industry landscape. Narratives once considered fringe or experimental are now entering the mainstream, thanks in part to these new structural and financial supports. Let's not forget the rising influence of music in gaming, a trend underscored by the upcoming BAFTA Games and Concert UK tour. These live events spotlight how gaming's musical scores have evolved into central elements of popular culture. And for fans of the fighting game scene, another huge date to bookmark is December 9, 2025, for the EVO 2026 announcement show. This event will undoubtedly catalyze new rivalries, hype, and content for competitive gaming communities worldwide. In a separate but related move toward better online engagement, Roblox is rolling out age verification requirements for chat access. This adjustment directly addresses ongoing concerns about child safety and provides a model for responsible moderation in digital space. And with the holidays approaching, Square Enix has announced its Black Friday 25 game sale on Steam, featuring deep discounts on fan favorite titles. For bargain hunters and collectors, this annual event is a calendar must, offering the perfect window to round out your game library. Taken together, these ongoing developments highlight just how much the industry stands to gain from the TechTarget-Informa tech merger. By centralizing critical resources, elevating market research, and fostering deeper cross-industry partnerships, they're positioning themselves at the epicenter of future digital innovation. The collaborative focus on AI, sustainability, and best practices is a blueprint for how to thrive in today's complex, fast-evolving gaming environment. Ultimately, the merger amplifies not just strategic vision, but the ability to anticipate, shape, and influence what comes next in gaming, technology, and digital content. That's the latest for today. Remember to stay tuned for tomorrow's episode, where we'll dive deeper into the AI revolution in the indie games. Checkpoint cleared. Thanks, and catch us tomorrow in your favorite podcast app.